Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We want to greet our new conventional affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. They will be carrying Mark Dankos, America, and RBN to a much wider audience in the American South in the days ahead. That will augment what we're already doing in regard to other conventional affiliates, as well as our expansion on the World Wide Web and International Shortwave. And thank you for supporting RBN. We will continue to be your basic alternative to corporate media in the days ahead. Speaking of corporate media, I was at my parents' house last night watching Fox News only because I was over there. Bill O'Reilly was on the show, of course, and Mr. O'Reilly happened to have a segment last night, very briefly, on the husband of our next guest. Bill O'Reilly was reminding the American public once again of a man by the name of Sammy Al-Aryan, a former University of South Florida computer science professor who is still in a federal detention center in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, despite the fact that he hasn't been convicted of anything. If you go back to December of 2005 and read Joe Kay's piece on this online, you'll discover that on December the 6th, 2005, a jury found former University of South Florida computer science professor Sammy Al-Aryan not guilty on 8 of 17 charges relating to his alleged support for Palestinian Islamic Jihad. The jury deadlocked on the remainder of the charges. The jury's decision is a significant and largely unexpected defeat for the government, which saw Al-Aryan's trial as a test case for the use of the USA Patriot Act in spying on U.S. citizens and residents. It has also been a major component of the government's attempt to criminalize political dissent. Al-Aryan based his case on the fundamental constitutional right to free speech, which the government is seeking to systematically undermine using the so-called war on terrorism as a pretext. Commenting on the case, Linda Moreno, one of Al-Aryan's attorneys, noted, quote, "This was a political prosecution from the start, and I think the jury realized that," unquote. Co-defendant Natim Najee Fariz was acquitted on 25 of 33 charges, with the jury deadlocking on the remainder, while co-defendants Sami Taha Hamoudoudeh and Ghassan Zayed Balut were acquitted on all charges against them. The jury took 13 days to deliberate after the trial phase came to a close. In spite of the acquittals, including on a charge of conspiring to maim and murder people overseas, Al-Aryan's fate remains uncertain. These are Joe Kay's words in December of 2005. The government is still deciding whether or not to seek a retrial on the deadlocked charges, including one, conspiracy to commit racketeering, that could involve substantial prison time. Regardless of the conclusion of the trial, he will remain in jail while the Department of Homeland Security, headed by our old Israeli friend Michael Chertoff, by the way, seeks to remove his permanent residency status and deport him. That, in summation, is what happened in December of 2005 with Palestinian activist Sami Al-Aryan, formerly a professor of computer science at the University of South Florida. And before I bring his wife on after the first commercial break, I would suggest that this is a most interesting case, not simply as far as what the government did not prove in regard to Mr. Al-Aryan, but what the implications of this case are, as Joe Kay outlines them for us, going back again over a year ago, 2 years ago, year and a half ago, as far as the utilization of the USA Patriot Act, not simply against Middle Easterners who are either permanent residents or now citizens of this country, but potentially against Americans who have nothing to do with the Middle Eastern situation whatsoever, and who might also be considered to be political dissidents on the part of the federal government. When we come back, we'll be joined by Naila Al-Aryan. We'll talk about what Mr. O'Reilly said last night about her husband and take it from there. This is Mark Dankos on RBN. Stay tuned.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Back. This is Mark Dancos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Nayla Al-Aryan, who is the wife of Dr. Sammy Al-Aryan, this former University of South Florida professor, who was not convicted of anything in December of 2005. He was acquitted on most of the charges. The jury was deadlocked on the remaining charges, and it's noteworthy when you read Joe Kay's piece on this that the vast percentage of the people who were on that jury wanted to acquit Dr. Al-Aryan of the remaining charges. Suffice it to say that all this time later, he's in a federal detention center in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. He has been on a hunger strike, by the way, in the last little over a month or so, and has lost approximately 43 pounds. This situation is headed toward an end game that's yet to be determined. But suffice it to say, as I introduce his wife this morning, that I'd like to ask her to, if she saw Bill O'Reilly on Fox News last night and managed to see that he described her husband as one involved in activities that were seditious and treasonous. Nayla Al-Aryan, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And thanks also for inviting me on your show. And I want to say to all the listeners, peace be upon you. And concerning O'Reilly, I didn't hear him. I do not hear this man because he's a very corrupted person. I don't know why people still do not see him the way he truly is. This man sexually harassed, you know, his producer, female producer, and he claims to be a conservative, and he claims to be defending conservative values. He is a fraud, and everybody should see him this way.
Well, yes, absolutely. And to me, and I think Michael Collins Piper, who has another show on this network, has convinced me with his documentation that when you look at Fox News, and Bill O'Reilly is just one component of that news agency, you're looking at a at an agency that quite clearly has direct links to the Israeli lobby and to Jewish financiers, and they have continued to beat the drums for a wider war in the Middle East and for an absolute insistence that the bad guys in the Middle East are the Arabs and the Palestinians and that the Israelis are the good guys. That seems to be the Manichaean worldview that Fox News tries to give to the average American viewer.
Yeah, exactly. They are not really serving the interests of the American people, because the interest here is in establishing peace among all parties in the Middle East. We don't want to see wars. We don't want to see soldiers, you know, losing their lives for some corrupted people like O'Reilly, you know. But this man wants to see always a conflict between the Muslim people and America. And unfortunately, he has the media to, every night to use, you know, to talk about Muslims and to demonize Muslims and Palestinian activists. What can we do?
No. Yes.
Yeah, we ignore them and we focus on the positive elements of our society.
And it seems to me that, you know, this whole business, just on the Middle Eastern question alone, has been very skillfully used by media manipulators like Fox News to divert the average American's attention from what has been going on with the Palestinians in these last 60-some-odd years in the Middle East, as well as the forces domestically and internationally in the Jewish community who have a very close link in the promotion of the American military activity in Iraq. And as that continues to worsen for the United States, it seems to me that Fox News, among others, has a vested interest in trying to conceal the amount of Jewish and Israeli promotion of Mr. Bush's war that has been going on, because if the American public were perpetually reminded of that, we might be more focused upon what the Israeli lobby is doing in this country as opposed to some of these diversionary issues that Mr. O'Reilly seems to give us from time to time.
Yeah, that's unfortunately the truth here. But I feel that American people are changing tremendously towards, you know, the Palestinian conflict. Look at President Carter's book. You know, that was an excellent book that a lot of people read. And I feel that the majority of the American people, when they know about the Palestinian conflict or the Palestinian cause, they will support us. The problem is the ignorance here and also, as you said, just propaganda campaign by some corporate media outlets to show the Israelis as being the victims and the Palestinians as the victimizers. And the truth, of course, is the opposite to that. You know, that's what we found in our trial. For 6 months, the government was allowed to show only Israeli victims, and we could not, you know, get any witness to talk about what's happening there and the suffering of the Palestinian people and why we reacted in some ways here, why we were angry sometimes on the phone. We were not allowed to show any of that. We were like just creatures coming from out of space, you know, from not this earth. And we were shown to the jury like we were behaving very, you know, irrationally, because the jury was deprived of looking at our suffering, of why we were angry, why we were sad sometimes. You know. That was so weird. But the judge, unfortunately, the judge deprived us of telling the Palestinian side of the story here, and he was horrible, unfortunately. He is a bigoted man, and he never looked at us as human beings at all.
Well, Nayla, when you and your husband immigrated to this country, I'm reading that your husband immigrated to the United States at the age of 17 to pursue a higher education He's 49 years of age now. You've been in this country for a considerable number of years, and I know when I talked to you yesterday, you expressed great love for this country and for its constitutional traditions. And among those traditions that have been very strongly ingrained in the American constitutional system, the legal system, and in the psyche of the American people is this notion of fair play and the idea that a man or woman in this country is presumed to be innocent until they have been proven guilty of something in a court of law. And the thing that I find to be so frightening about this situation that you and your husband face is that, as I am reading here, he was in prison for 2.5 years from approximately February 2003 onward, was in solitary confinement, living under atrocious conditions there apparently, then was finally given his day in court. He ends up not being convicted on a single count. And subsequent to not being convicted of anything, he's still in jail.
You're right about the jury being deadlocked, but the jury was in the middle of deliberations when the judge aborted this whole process because the previous day he found out that the jury acquitted already two defendants of all charges, and they were in the process of acquitting my husband on, you know, most of the charges. So the following day he just came and said, that's it, we are going to declare a mistrial on the rest of the charges. He deliberately did that to deprive my husband of being acquitted on other charges, unfortunately.
And presumably to avoid a situation of absolute embarrassment, if it had gotten out in the media that a guy, in this case speaking of your husband, who had already been in jail for 2.5 years prior to the trial, would have been acquitted on every single count. That would have created, I think, not simply an embarrassment for the government in your husband's case, but it would have caused more Americans to question their government's activity, not only in this regard, but in regard to the other cases where this so-called USA Patriot Act has been used in similar fashion.
Because the Patriot Act, okay, was fashioned after a big tragic event in this country, September 11th. And we, as a Muslim community, we were very upset, you know, and sad. And you will not believe how, you know, devastated we felt after September 11th because, first of all, we condemned it, and we do not believe that targeting civilians is the right thing to do anywhere in the world, you know, whether they are Palestinians, Americans, Israelis. This is wrong, and this is against our religious beliefs and our ethical beliefs. So anyway, we condemned it, but the Congress representatives, unfortunately, they voted on a group of laws here that no one really read. I don't know who this horrible person who manufactured those laws is, but they voted on these laws, and these laws were used to target activists. They were not used to target people who really, you know, did the crimes in America. Only those political activists who felt that they could speak out here in America, the land of the free, there is this constitution to protect the rights. And we found out that we were deceived, you know. We had this image of America as a free country, a democratic country where people can have different opinions and can promote those opinions. But we found out during the trial that we are not allowed to have a different opinion. What did they bring against my husband as evidence? They brought speeches, public speeches he gave. They brought a magazine he edited, you know. There was nothing wrong there. No, but that was the evidence. They even used a dream of one of my my husband's co-defendants against my husband. A dream used in as evidence here. So what we saw is like not in this world, and that's what my fellow Americans should know, that the trial showed that the government used constitutionally protected activities as evidence against us, you know.
We'll be back with Nayla Al-Aryan. This is Mark Gancos America coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Mark Gancos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today in the up until 9 o'clock this morning by Nayla Al-Aryan, who is the wife of Sammy Al-Aryan, who was acquitted on all charges against him in this legal case in Florida in December of 2005. Dr. Al-Aryan, who is a former University of South Florida computer science professor, continues to be in federal detention in the Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina area. And that's where we stand on this whole thing at the present period of time. And, of course, we add to that the fact that he has been on a hunger strike that has caused him to lose at least 43 pounds since that strike began on January 22nd. And you can read the specifics of Dr. Al-Aryan's total situation as we now know it by looking at his website, which is www.freesamialaryan.com. If you go to that website, you can read all the specifics of this situation that has been going on since the 20th of February, 2003. It's an absolutely compelling story, and it seems to me a story that should evoke stark terror in the hearts of the American public if they read this account, because the images that are evoked here are of a totalitarian state that bears no resemblance whatsoever to the America of Washington and Jefferson and Madison, it seems to me. Getting back now with Nayla Al-Aryan. Nayla, just in terms of the human toll that this has taken on you and your husband, he's in federal detention. I understand from what I have read that he is frequently in solitary confinement. He is now on this hunger strike where he has lost 43 pounds since this began. There's absolutely no clarity, as near as I can tell, that has been coming forth from the government in regard to the disposition of your husband's situation. What has this meant in your life and in your husband's life, if you can share with us the horror of this for you and the emotional dimensions, the absolute crisis that has to have been evoked in both of your situations since this started?
Well, you know, before the arrest of my husband in 2003, we were under a vicious media campaign, and we had been under that campaign for at least 10 years, you know, since 1995 or even 94. And
What was the first media? What was the first evidence that this was going on?
The first thing that you know attacked us was Steve Emerson's movie or documentary Jihad in America, where he was basically targeting Palestinian activists and those who were outspoken against the Israeli occupation. So this, you know, pseudo-journalist, I don't believe that he's a journalist. I believe he's a Mossad agent, you know, and he just serves the interests of Israel, not America. So anyway, this man was trying to demonize my husband and attack him, and he did his best. And then he recruited also a local reporter here in Tampa by the name of Michael Fichter of the Tampa Tribune, who continued his campaign against my husband. And almost on a daily basis in 1995, there was an article published against us. Even on Thanksgiving, when there were no news about us, you know, they wrote this column saying, you know, things to be thankful for, number one, not being Sami Al-Aryan, whose house was searched, and who did this, who did that, you know. So they didn't really give us a break at all. And then September 11th came, and those dogs that were barking even increased in number and included, you know, what's his name, O'Reilly and others. So anyway, the media campaign by itself was vicious. And my husband said many, many times publicly, he said, okay, they are trying to try us on the pages of newspapers, but if they take us to a true court of law, I will be acquitted. And he was right, you know, that's exactly what happened, you know, years later in 2003 when he was arrested. And look at what Ashcraft said on TV also. He had to announce my husband's arrest. So all this traumatized us, of course, my kids and I and my husband suffered tremendously. You know, and I had to take the children to a psychologist to tell us how to live our lives after this emotional earthquake hit us.
How old are your children again?
Well, I have three grown-up kids, and I have Ali and Lama, who are teenagers. They were young when their father was arrested. They were 12 and 9, and, you know, when that happened, it was really traumatizing. So anyway, we have to deal with it. And the best way to deal with this thing is to remember the suffering of our fellow Palestinians, you know. what we are going through is just a small part of what the whole Palestinian people have been going through for years and years.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Nahla Al-Arian, the wife of Palestinian activist Sami Al-Arian, former University of South Florida professor of computer science, who was acquitted on all the charges that were brought against him by the federal government in December of 2005 in this highly publicized case that, according to people like Bill O'Reilly of Fox News, allegedly involved sedition and treasonous activities, quoting Mr. Riley last night on his show. I happened to catch it. And as you look at this whole situation, the jury, of course, acquitted Dr. Al-Arian of half of the charges against him. They were deadlocked on the others for reasons that were explained to us by Dr. Al-Arian's wife today. And, Nahla, as we get back to this conversation, I just wanted to trace in my own mind the series of events that seemed to begin in 1994 with Stephen Emerson's Public Broadcasting Network segment entitled Jihad in America. I think he's the same guy who wrote a book entitled American Jihad that I came across in a bookstore a few years ago in Philadelphia. So he started with his so-called expose of your husband on public broadcasting in 1994. You have emphasized, Nyla, that you believe that Emerson may well be an Israeli intelligence asset. I think that that's something for the listeners to keep in mind. Then there's this guy, Michael Fechter, from the Tampa Tribune, who in 1995 began to write about your husband. And I understand from looking at Joe Kay's post on this in the World Wide Web that in the last 10 years, Fechter has had something like over 700 references made to your husband in subsequent articles in the Tampa Tribune. Then after 9/11, Bill O'Reilly of Fox News took up the clarion call with what Joe Kay describes as a particularly vicious on-the-air interview with your husband. The point is that all of that was going on with public broadcasting, the Tampa Tribune, and Fox News in a time frame where the federal government was also apparently stepping up all of its activities against your husband, against your family. I'm reading, going back again to Joe Kay's piece here that's online, that over a decade, or actually for more than a decade, the United States government, according to Joe Kay, mounted a massive spying campaign, collecting over 21,000 hours of phone conversations, as well as monitoring faxes and emails. The FBI twice raided your husband's home, seizing his personal belongings, and the government sought to use all of this evidence against him during the trial. That, of course, is on top of solitary confinement that your husband was in prison from February of 2003 onward, the fact that he is now still in federal detention after not being convicted of anything in a court of law. It seems to me, as I try to chart for myself all of the developments in this case, that you see what seems to be an orchestrated attack against your husband and corporate media that's like a parallel railroad track to what the federal government was doing at the same time in these surveillance operations.
Yeah.
One could draw the impression that there was a lot of collusion going on between corporate media and the federal government in all of this. What do you think?
Well, I believe that the media in America, the corporate media, is not a free media. It's like a government media, exactly like what we have in the Arab countries. You know, the journalists here and the commentators always talk about, you know, state-controlled media in the Arab countries. Well, how about the state-controlled media here? You know, the government, the corporate media and the government conspire to demonize political activists, especially if they are Palestinians, you know. And that's why I don't feel that we have free media at all. They have an agenda and they just promote it. And Michael Fechter received a lot of documents from the FBI, and he was like an agent working for the government. How can he consider himself an independent reporter? I cannot believe it. You know, that's what happened in our case.
Is Michael Fechter Jewish?
Well, I don't know about his religion. I never cared to know, you know.
I have a suspicion that he would be. No, I don't know that, obviously. That's
well, it has nothing to do, I think, with the religion. Sometimes it has to do, unfortunately, like we have, you know, O'Reilly, who is Catholic, and we know a lot of Catholics, especially Irish, who support the Palestinian cause. But, you know, it has to do with the person himself, you know.
Yes, and I also think it has, you know, I had Dr. Robert Sungenis on this show about a week ago from Catholic Apologetics International. He is very pro-Palestinian, very anti-Zionist, and has a lot of academic information that he brings to the fore in proving his point. But I think the difference between Dr. Sungenis and Bill O'Reilly is the fact that the one is independent of corporate media and is basically working for himself and saying what he thinks. And the other guy is an extension of the corporate media establishment.
Yeah, and they are just parrots, you know, saying whatever their bosses tell them to say so they can get paid and become famous, you know. O'Reilly, as I said, has no ethical bone in his body. And there are a lot of reporters who sold themselves to the government and to any corporation that can give them, you know, a job and some fame. Unfortunately, that's what's happened in our case. Anyway, I just want to make a correction. My husband and the government signed an agreement in which he would plead guilty to one of the counts and then leave the United States. The government last May said, okay, we agree and we want him to leave as soon as possible. We welcomed that. We didn't want to stay. But now the government is entrapping my husband in a case that has to do with testifying before a grand jury, which is against the plea agreement. The government promised to let us go, and they are not keeping their promise, unfortunately. And that's why my husband is on a hunger strike. They want to prolong his imprisonment. They want him to turn into an informant for the government. That's against the agreement we had. My husband has principles. He's a good man, and he'll never do that.
Boy, that's that. I'm glad that you clarified that for me and for the listeners. That is absolutely, well, I mean, the implications of that are absolutely monstrous, it seems to me, and it continues what seems to be a pattern of behaviors from 1994 onward that would suggest that, using the American English colloquial expression here, has been a stacked deck against your husband. Is there, I mean, it seems to me that at this particular juncture, his legal representation is probably not able to help him at all at this point.
They are trying. They are appealing, you know, the contempt of court that he was put in by a judge in Virginia. And to tell you the truth, again, what happened has to do with this federal prosecutor by the name of Kronberg, who is a committed Zionist. And, you know, he didn't want my husband to leave the U.S. He wants to keep him in prison forever. And he loves Israel, and he doesn't think that loving Israel has to do with his work. But unfortunately, it is influencing his, you know, his work a lot against my husband, because he is abusing his power here to keep my husband in prison. And he's dragging my husband to testify before grand juries one after another. And just to be, you know, I don't know what to say. This is
Is he a Florida-based U.S. prosecutor?
No. The federal prosecutors in Florida wanted my husband to leave, and they agreed that, you know, there is no cooperation clause included in the plea agreement.
Right.
And they all said that, you know, to tell you the truth, they were honest, and they said that before the judge. They said Dr. Alarian did not want to put any kind of cooperation in the plea agreement, and that's why we didn't put it.
But what is this federal prosecutor's name again, just for the record?
Kronberg. His name is Kronberg, and he lived in Virginia. And, we have nothing against him, again. It's just why he's tormenting us like this. I don't know. You know, unfortunately, here emotions play a big role in this injustice. You know.
Yes. So again, we're dealing with a situation, it seems to me, where we are speaking about collusion between corporate media and government. And as far as government is concerned, in the American constitutional tradition, it seems to me that your husband's particular case underscores what a number of us, both on the American left and the anti-corporate American right, have been saying, and that is that since 9/11, these two United States Patriot Acts and something called the Military Commissions Act of 2006, and what has been exposed about these National Security Agency operations of conducting surveillance against American citizens in contraindication of American law, all of this suggests that the average American citizen needs to be more aware of just how serious your husband's case is, not simply on a moral basis that his situation is going on in our country, but also that what happened to him in 2005 and what continues to happen to him might be the case for some other American tomorrow.
And, you know, that's a very important point, because I really want to put our listeners in my position here. When I found out that the government was not only spying on my husband, but on my kids and my phone calls, and, you know, this invasion of privacy for 9 years, listening to our phone conversations on a daily basis, that was so disgusting. You know, I feel like they took our clothes away from us, our privacy, everything. We feel naked in front of them. Why they did this? You know, if they wanted to target my husband, why they had to spy on everybody's conversation at home? You know, my children feel traumatized also because of that. When we listened to some of those conversations, we couldn't believe it. You know, even me ordering pizza on the phone was recorded. You know, they had it. That's why they had about 500,000 phone conversations, and they only used 400 out of like maybe 20 phone numbers they spied on for a long time, you know, including also the phone conversations that had to do with my husband's co-defendants. So the point is that the government cannot do this to human beings, to spy on them forever and to spy on everybody, things, you know, children who had nothing to do with anything. This is crazy and vicious, and will last on our conscience forever, you know, what happened to us.
How, when did you first find out that the surveillance had been going on?
Well, when, I think when the government said that we were under surveillance. I don't remember exactly when. But at least in 2003, you know, we knew for sure, because they said that they had phone conversations, our phone numbers were wiretapped. We didn't even, to tell you the truth, even at home, we felt our house was bugged, and, you know, just maybe there were cameras. I didn't feel comfortable in my own home.
Yes. What is your situation now? Can you communicate with your husband in any way, and are you allowed to visit him?
Well, he calls like for a few minutes a day, at night usually, to just check on us. His voice is getting weaker and weaker, and we are trying to go see him. We don't know if the government will allow us to go see him, but we are hoping that everything will be fine, and he will be fine when we go and visit him. We will try. We'll try. I'll take my little kids and go and see him. We need to see him. You know, I don't know how our life has been turned upside down since his arrest. He was everything to us, you know. And this experience taught us that we should pay attention to the prison population and what happens in prisons, because I'm very sure that, you know, when someone is taken away from his family, it's not only affecting that person, but this experience affects children. If we want to have healthy generations with no crimes and a peaceful society, we have to focus on those children too, you know, because they feel traumatized and they feel wronged by the system. And this is not good.
Yes, and I think, you know, to be in a situation again where both in terms of your husband and yourself, as well as your children, we're talking about certain presumptions about what life in America was going to be like, or what it was supposed to be, that has turned out obviously to be a complete nightmare in terms of what's been going on since 1995.
Yeah, and do you know something? Before I finish the interview, I want to mention one little thing. After Bill O'Reilly in 2001 attacked my husband, we received death threats, because there are crazy people here who believe him, and they just wanted to kill us, you know. So this man doesn't know that what he's doing is not only just a media report or opinion, but he is inciting people to go and kill. And he should stop doing that. I can't believe it. I sent him an email that year in 2001. I said to him, you know, stop doing this. You are hurting us. We received death threats because of your, you know, comments on my husband.
Yes. And, you know, it seems to me quite clearly that we're living in a time in history where we're moving into a, I guess, what Huxley would have called a brave new world in regard to all of these matters. Do you have any hope at all, Nayla, as we talk, that any of this can be reversed, or that your husband's situation is redeemable? I mean, at this particular juncture, with what you describe has happened with this plea agreement, your husband really is in a circumstance now where during that plea agreement, he obviously was thinking that at least you folks could cut your losses and get out of this country and go back to the Middle East, I presume. Now you're in a situation where that has been reneged upon, and yet he does not have his freedom in this country either. He's living in a world that is seemingly without end in terms of all of these problems. Yep. How long do you think he will continue his hunger strike?
As long as the judge is holding him in contempt, as long as the government is prolonging his imprisonment, he said to me last night, he said, I'm not going to stop. I begged him to stop because I'm worried about his health. Today is the 40th day, 40 days without eating. This is crazy, but he's so determined, and he and I have a lot of hope in the American people. I believe that those neocons in the Justice Department, in the military, everywhere are losing because...
We will be back.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Ancos America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have just a few minutes left with Nahla Al-Arian, and I understand Dr. Hesham Tilawi is on the line. Dr. Tilawi, go ahead.
Yes, Mark. Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. It's a great show. Nahla, I sympathize with your case very much so, and it's very sad that we live in a fascist state now where the due process of law and justice does not apply to all. I have two questions for you. And by the way, we're scheduled to have Nahla tomorrow from 5 to 6 Central on our show and also on the TV show on Tuesday.
Excellent.
But my question to you, Nahla, is how is Sammy doing now health-wise, and how are you managing financially?
Well, Sammy, as I said, you know, he still, thank God, he can talk to us, although the government hasn't started force-feeding him yet. He is only taking water, and today is his 40th day. So what can I say? You know, I'm very worried about his health, of course. I'm very worried, you know, but we cannot convince him. We could not at all. Yesterday, my children and I tried to convince him to stop. You know, we said, that's it. The government doesn't care about your health. But he insisted on continuing this hunger strike. So I hope he will be fine.
And how you manage him financially?
And, well, thank God for, you know, donation of people. And, you know, my family and my husband's family helps us. So we are, you know, we're fine, thank God.
Mark, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, Hesham, and I have been promoting your show in the last day or two on this segment, and I will be doing so in the last hour of my show, as I know that Nahla can only stay with us for another couple of minutes, but in the last hour of my show today, I'm going to be offering my comments on the implications of her husband's case, as well as promoting her appearance on Dr. Hesham Tilawi's show tomorrow, which is also on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And that's going to be a regular feature on Saturdays, I understand, where Dr. Tilawi is going to be on from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And tomorrow, Nahla Al-Arian is going to be one of the guests on Dr. Tilawi's program. I have also been on Dr. Tilawi's CurrentIssues.tv show, which you can access online at currentissues.tv. We talked about Christian Zionism a couple of weeks ago, and it seems to me that as we consider these issues as it relates to the role of the Israeli lobby in the United States, that we're not simply talking about the alliance between the Israeli lobby and corporate interests in this country and an American national security establishment that's now floundering in this mess in Iraq, largely created by neoconservatives. But we're speaking about the domestic implications of this alliance as it relates to the imposition of some of these draconian measures like the USA Patriot Act since 2001 that have resulted in cases like that of Dr. Sammy Al-Arian, a case that has been given a particular spin by corporate media and by Fox News, where the other side of this has simply not been told. And that's why Republic Broadcasting Network is so important. That's why Mark Gankoff's America is important. That's why Mike Piper's efforts on RBN are important. That's why Dr. Hesham Tilawi's new show on RBN is going to be absolutely pivotal, as that begins tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and will follow each and every Saturday thereafter. After the commercial break, I will be back with my thoughts in the following hour on this Sammy Al-Arian case and what it means for you and for me. Stay tuned to Mark Gankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. We'll be back.